Now we sing a song for another moment. In a minute, I want to go back to the verse, because I believe there's someone in here that I think, or you've been told, or the enemy's just selling you a bag of lies that God stopped fighting for you, that your situation's hopeless, that you've tried all, you've spoken all, you're just on the verge of saying, I can't do it anymore. You feel like the fight is over inside you. But you have to understand that God never stops fighting for those that he loves. And it's a war. And I don't know why it takes so long sometimes, but sometimes there's some battles last longer than others. But this morning, if you feel like you don't feel like you're in his loving presence as much as you want to be. We don't go by what we feel, church. We walk by faith and not by sight. But I'm here to tell you that there's a war, like this song is talking about. It's raging daily. There is no height. There is no depth. There is no sin. There is no angels. There is no demons that can separate us from that love, that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. And we live in a world where things get muddled up pretty easily. But if you need just to feel that unstoppable love, the love of Christ is like a freight train, and nothing will stop a freight train once it gets going. But that conductor and put the brakes on. But God's never putting the brakes on. That unstoppable love is moving for you, to find you, to touch you, to heal you, to strengthen you. If you want to just feel that presence, come to the altar this morning. Come forward. Push through the atmosphere of the battle and the war that takes place in your seat, that takes place in your mind. And as we just continue to sing this, led by the Holy Spirit this morning, feel his unstoppable love overtake you. Maybe you've fallen away from the things of the Lord. Maybe you've served them as a young child and you haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you just feel separated from him. Nothing separates us from the love of God. We may put things between us and God, but he's not doing anything to separate himself from us. All we have to do is shove aside those things, those mindsets, the discouragement, the feeling of lack, or you're not good enough. Allow the Lord to fight the battle for you, church. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. The battle's already his, it's already been won. But there's a fight going on continually for our souls, for our minds, for our emotions. Get out of the soulless realm and get into the spirit. Stop letting the enemy lie to you and your emotions and have you feel like it's a roller coaster continually. Just know that the unconditional love of Jesus Christ follows you wherever you go. It never leaves you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. It's unstoppable. It's a formula. It's unstoppable. His love never ends. His love never fails, the word says. So as you just sing this again, come to the altar this morning. Come close to the presence of God. Say it all the time. Peter had to get out of the boat to walk on the water. He didn't walk on the water in his mind. Get out of your seat. Come to the presence of the Lord. Take that step of faith. Come out of yourself in the natural. Come forward. The Lord is calling you by his love this morning. The devil wants to try to stop it, but he can't, church. He has no power. All of his power has been brought to zero, to nothing. Death, hell, and the grave, where's the sting? It's gone. Nothing's left for him just to beat up our emotions, to play with our minds. But it's all a lie. The love's unstoppable. Come on, sing that first verse, Jeff.
Stop your love, you would wage a war. Try to take the very thing you gave your life for. But you would come running, tear down every wall. All the while shouting, my love, you're worth it all. Broken to the silence. nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Don't miss out on His love.